Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee here. You know the drill. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, hit me up at david@fmr.co.za, otherwise the podcast at fmr.co.za if you want to replay some of this. I was lucky enough to have a Mini Clubman Cooper S in the most gorgeous gray color, a sort of deep dark gray, absolutely beautiful, with these amazing Union Jack tail lights at the back of it. You know, the details that Mini has put in, or BMW has put into this Mini, is fantastic. The interior is absolutely gorgeous. Playful, but still high value, expensive feeling, expensive looking. My absolute favorite thing about the car is it's got two back doors that open like French doors. But if you press the remote twice, the first time it'll open the right-hand door and it'll swing open, and the second time it'll open the left-hand door. If you follow me on Instagram, I'll actually be posting that today. It is fabulous to watch and really a party trick. Another little party trick it's got, the LED front headlights have fancy dipping. This is not the first time I've seen it in a car, but basically when an oncoming car comes, instead of turning your brights off entirely, it turns your brights off selectively so it doesn't blind the other driver, yet you can still see. Great for driving on our country roads. The real issue with this particular car, the Clubman, is, of course, the mininess. If you look at it from the front, it is a Mini through and through. It's got that retro styling that you either love or hate. I'm a lover. It really is fantastic. If you look at it from the rear, the same fantasticness with those Union Jacks embedded in the tail lights, it's great. By the way, those tail lights are an optional extra cost. Extra, just watch out for that one. However, when you look at the car from the side, it just is ungainly. There's no getting around it. It wouldn't be ungainly if you weren't looking in through the eyes of this being a Mini, but you can't help but do that. And the dimensions are just off. It is about the packaging. This is the practical Mini, the one that you can move stuff around in. It's a well-packaged car. That's the compromise. But the important thing about Mininess isn't what it looks like from the side. It's what it feels like when you're driving it. When Mini launched many years ago, or relaunched, the BMW version of the Mini, they were fastidious about making it go-car-like and nippy. And this Cooper S nails it. It really does. To drive it, with authority, it's good fun. Very, very, very slightly understeery when pushed very hard. There's no denying that. But, I mean, that is nitpicking. I absolutely love this little car. I had the front-wheel drive one, but it is available as an all-wheel drive. You're going to look at about 540,000 Rand for as I tested. It's got this amazing Mini connected system, but I couldn't get the CarPlay, which I'm told is in there. Couldn't get Apple CarPlay to work. It just wouldn't cooperate for me. But what I did get was 141 kilowatts, which is good for the 0 to 107.2 seconds. A planned fuel consumption of 5.6 to 5.5, but this is the Cooper S. I never got anywhere near there. I was a little too liberal with my right foot. What can I say? I do love the car, and it again is another one on my highly recommended list. That's it for me from Fine Motoring this week. It's me, David Dundee, saying goodbye and letting you know if you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me an email at david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, the podcast, if you want to listen to more of this, at fmr.co.za or next week.